Hello.
Hey, this is Lisa returning your call from customer care. Can I please have your zip code to help better assist you?
65536.
65536?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, give me just a moment. And may I have your first and last name?
Megan Hilliard.
Thank you, Megan. All right, now for security purposes, can you please provide me with the shipping address that we have on file for you?
218 South King Street, Lebanon, Missouri.
Thank you so much. Now, I do see here last month where you ordered the wireless mini pods and the smart health watch. Looks like it was a combo. How may I assist you?
It says the tracking stuff that I use to follow my packages with says that it's been delivered and I never received it, and it's actually showing that it's like right outside of Sleeper, Missouri. And when I called my post office here in Lebanon to try to find out, you know, if they had received it or if they were still waiting to pick it up, they hadn't even had any confirmation of it making it to Lebanon. So I don't, like, I'm trying to figure out, you know, where it could be or what the deal is, because, like I said, it's never made it to me, and it never even made it into Lebanon. But it's been sitting, you know, it shows on my map thing that it's been sitting outside a Sleeper for, oh, jeepers, well, about 2.5 weeks now it's been sitting outside a Sleeper.
All right, I'm sorry, ma'am. Now, for security purposes, can you please verify, did I ask you to verify your shipping address?
Yes. It's okay. 218 South King Street, Lebanon, Missouri.
Okay, yes. All right, so I do see where it says ship, but it doesn't say delivered. I'm not sure what's the hold up. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and issue a reship. So what's going to happen is if that package is, in fact, just sitting somewhere, it's going to cancel out that fulfillment, and they're going to reship it back to our warehouse. And this one that I just issued a fulfillment for is going to be sent out. Now, it is scheduled to be reshipped, but it's actually in the queue. So you won't receive an email confirmation until about the next 24 hours. Was it at mhillard540@gmail.com?
Okay. Yeah, that's my email. Yeah.
All right. So just allow about 24 hours for that confirmation to come through, and it's gonna be titled your order. Thanks for your order. That's gonna be the first email, and then once it's fulfilled and attains a tracking number, the next email will be titled your order has shipped. That means it's leaving the fulfillment center and then on its way to you, and then it'll attach a tracking ID, and then you can track that package as well. I do apologize for the inconvenience.
Oh, no, it's okay. I just, you know, like you said, I wasn't really sure, like, what was going on with it. And, I mean, I was trying to get the headphones for my husband, you know, for Valentine's Day, and they never made it to me, so.
That's unfortunate, but I can assure you that I do have your reship in progress. So just allow about 7 business days for, not even that, because once it gets fulfilled, it takes about 3 days to get to you. But just allow to the end of this week just to receive the proper emails to get it fulfilled. And by Saturday or Monday, you should receive that package.
Okay. And now if for some reason this happens again and I don't, then do I need to call customer service back?
Right. Call us back and we'll do everything in our power to just go ahead and get this rectified for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer care.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
Bye.